absolutely hated it. We were told by Steve Bell of The Guardian that two of our very recent prime ministers, David Cameron of the Conservative Party and Gordon Brown of the Labour Party, both of whom are contenders for the worst prime minister we ever had, and it's a crowded field, ladies and gentlemen, they were only ever particularly unhappy with the cartoonists when they portrayed them as being fat. So neither David Cameron nor Gordon Brown liked to be portrayed as fat. Neither did Mussolini. By David Lowe. Here he is here. Sir David Lowe, born in Dunedin, New Zealand, 1891. I called him a war hero. You'll see why. Just before he left New Zealand, the Prime Minister of Australia threatened to, and I quote, punch his bloody teeth out over the head of a cartoon. So that was definitely a home run for David Lowe there. His pen was very sharp, and Hitler didn't like his stuff either. Hitler was often found to be very upset at David Lowe's cartoons. Herr Hitler. In fact, here's another one of David Lowe's cartoons here. Here's David Lowe himself drawing the cartoon, and here's Mussolini, the fascist dictator of Italy. He's in tears, ladies and gentlemen. He's crying. He's weeping because David Lowe's calling him a fatty again. But never mind, because his pal here, Herr Hitler's given him a wee cuddle. So everything's going to be okay. Strange that such men with such strong stomachs for genocide, would get so upset at cartoons. In fact, Hitler was so upset at David Lowe's cartoons that he spoke to this fella here. He complained to this fella here, who in turn complained to this fella here. And then this fella here, well, he complained to this fella here, who immediately went to this fella here, who had to go and see this fella here. This is where we started. And this is David Lowe, the cartoonist. What a chain of command there. And, well, the whole thrust of the message was stop being so beastly to Herr Hitler. Can't you portray him in a much kinder fashion? Censorship, ladies and gentlemen. This was David Lowe's response to ignore the order altogether. That's why he's a war hero. He disobeyed orders to stop making fun of Hitler and all the dictators of Europe, and he kept calm and carried on. Here's Hitler dancing around in a minuet with Stalin over their pact. The scum of the earth, I believe, Hitler's saying to Stalin. The bloody assassin of the workers, I presume, as they dance around in a most cordial fashion, dancing around the body, the corpse of freedom. There. Vivid cartoon. Our parade there, who were we dealing with? Well, Joseph Goebbels was the Reich Minister of Propaganda in the Nazi regime. Hitler complained to him about the cartoons in the British press. And Goebbels knew a thing or two about the power of the image. He was the propaganda minister for the Nazis. And, how about that one? Join the Nazi party, you'll get a girlfriend. Is clearly the message here. He knew how to manipulate people through imagery. And you and your girlfriend, once you've joined the Nazi party, can come and put up some posters for us. How about this one? So this is clearly a man that knows a power, or the power of the image, to move, to change hearts and minds. If you're interested in graphic representation of the Jewish people in comic books, well, I can heartily recommend this one. It's a very abrupt title it has. It's a terrific read. It's called Fagin the Jew. Fagin the Jew, written and illustrated by Will Eisner. This is the opening panel of Fagin the Jew. Will Eisner takes up Fagin's story from Oliver Twist and gives him a backstory and follows his journey as a young man, as an immigrant, and as a Jew through conditions of fierce anti-Semitism. It's an amazing trajectory, loaded with lots of London history and Jewish history as well. I can heartily recommend that one, Fagin the Jew by Will Eisner. Will Eisner is the... He's the man who invented the phrase graphic novel. The comics by any other name, of course, but he invented the phrase graphic novel. Indeed, it's Will Eisner who gives his name to the Oscars of the comic book world, an Eisner Award. If you win an Eisner Award, that's a big deal. We have an Eisner Award-winning comic book shop in London, in Great Newport Street, the only one in the UK. Fagin the Jew, worth a look. So, yes, Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister. You may remember the satirical song from the Second World War, counting the various body parts of Herr Hitler and his cronies. You'll remember that Hitler only had one. Do you remember the old song? Himmler was very similar. Where did Goebbels fall in the body part count? Well, he came in at zero, if you remember that old satirical song. The Nazi propaganda minister who complained to this fella here, Lord Halifax, the foreign secretary, who was keen to appease Herr Hitler. He'd taken over in 1938 from Anthony Eden as foreign secretary. Anthony Eden had enough of appeasing Hitler. In fact, here's David Lowe's cartoon of how appeasement works. Not very well, is the short answer. So Anthony Eden resigned and made way for Lord Halifax, who took the message from the German ambassador, please stop being beastly to Hitler in the cartoons. He took it to the Beaver. Yeah. Can you see this fella? This is Max Aitken, Lord Beaverbrook, press baron, Canadian-born Empire loyalist, publisher of the Evening Standard and the Daily Express back then. He leaves a long shadow to this day on Fleet Street. Here's what many of us still call the Daily Express building on Fleet Street, a super modern building. It's actually nearly 80 years old. It's nearly 80 years old, and it still looks modern. You could lift this building up and plop it down at Canary Wharf, and it wouldn't look out of place. Designed by a fellow called Williams in 1932, the old Express building, even though Beaverbrook wanted the cartoonist to stop being nasty to Hitler, he did believe in the power of cartoons himself. In fact, he placed a cartoon on the front page of the Daily Express, which is still there to this day. Can you see the Crusader here, the logo of the Daily Express? That was Beaverbrook's idea, and here he is today, in fact, this very morning, on the website, the Crusader. Cartoon Crusader representing the Empire and England. Beaverbrook was a big Empire guy.